This is fiction. Every time we go to a Congress, as we are preparing for the October Congress, structures are given an opportunity to look at the Constitution with the intention of reviewing whatever section needs amendment given our experience. So the process which is taking place is a grassroots-based process. The people are giving inputs to the committee or to the commission that we have set up. The commission or the committee has not even reported to the organs of the party. Once they are through, they will come to the executive, who will examine the report, and we'll send it back to the structures to verify their input before we send it to the National Council and then before we submit it to Congress. So that process is still ongoing. There is no such thing that I want to manipulate the people. After all, I've spent the rest of the almost 35 years of my life in the trade unions and in the party fighting against dictatorship. I am totally loose when people suggest or even suggest that I intend to be a dictator, which I am not.
But some of your top lieutenants are alleging that there are some people who are actually using your name to say this is what Mr. Tsvangirai wants, and therefore it must be done when it comes to constitutional reforms.
Yeah, well, I don't want people who go around masquerading as spokesperson for the president. The president does not change the constitution. The committee does not change the constitution. The committee receives inputs from provinces and from grassroots as to what constitutional amendments are needed. Given our history, we have to deal with a lot of things.
You have personally previously expressed a personal desire to have the constitution amended. Is this not where maybe this talk about you wanting more power is coming from?
Mm-hmm. Suppose Tsvangirai tomorrow is found dead. What has that got to do with my desires? Constitutions are meant to deal with the dangers of the future, not with the angels of today. And I've said, yes, we need to relook at our constitution given our experiences. And as far as my expressions were concerned, I never directed anyone to change anything other than the people making suggestions what changes are necessary. And we are not self-serving in a constitutional reform. We are serving the people, and we are serving the party.
Let's turn to your preparations for the Congress. How far have you gone?
We are on course, and like any organizational magnitude of this nature, it requires resources, meticulous planning, and organization.
Talking about resources, have you raised enough money to hold a successful Congress?
No, we haven't, but we are trying to adjust, to give the priorities to transport, accommodation, and party organization Congress that will be taking place over the 2 days, 3 days. There will never be enough money for Congresses. I mean, if we were to take ZANU-PF Congress, you saw the chaos that took place in just one of the youth Congresses. So Congresses are very resource-consuming exercise, and we try to minimize, to maximize the little resources we have got.
Do you now have a budget, say, for how much you would need for this Congress?
That's detail. I'm sure that the people who are working on that Congress will be able to give a budget, but it's quite substantial.
Normally, the government is constitutionally obligated to give political parties like the MDC some money under the Political Finance Act. What is happening with that money?
Nothing has been released yet, I think, to MDC and ZANU-PF. I'm hoping that this is not a political maneuver to try to curtail our activities, but we are entitled to that money, and when it is released to all the political parties that are represented in Parliament, we'll get our share.
Have you tried to communicate with the Minister of Finance about this issue?
Yes. The communicate is actually a mild word. We have been trying to pressurize government to release this money.
How much are you expecting?
That's detail. But it's, I think last year outstanding is about 3 million, and this year I think another 3 million. But it's just a rough estimate, but it should be calculated on the representation in Parliament, because we have different representations last year with different parliamentary delegations. This year, so it also goes commensurate with the number of MPs we've got.
Now, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe, Mr. Tsvangirai, now that you have said you have shut the door when it comes to dialogue with the ruling ZANU-PF party?
Well, unfortunately, it's not us who have shut the door. It's ZANU-PF which has spent the hand dialogue. So as MDC, we are saying that we cannot help those who don't want to be helped. If ZANU-PF thinks it has the mandate to resolve the national crisis, you can go ahead. We will concentrate in mobilizing our people, mobilizing our structures, educating our structures, dealing with questions of electoral reforms so that in the next election we're able to contest that election in a free and fair manner.
Can we confirm that your party will not be taking part in any by-elections till reforms are made?
We have already made that statement that it's no use going into by-elections when you know they're going to be rigged.